Chapter 1. Arya. Arya lurched upright, the echo of gunshots ringing in her ears. Disoriented, she blinked at her surroundings, taking in the canvas walls, the two bed pallets, and the stack of battered storage trunks, finally recognizing Perry's tent. Pain pulsed steadily in her right arm. She looked down at the white bandage wrapped from her shoulder to her wrist, dread swirling in her stomach. A guardian had shot her in reverie. She licked her dry lips, tasting the bitterness of pain medication. Just try it, she told herself. How hard could it be? Aches stabbed deep in her bicep as she tried to make a fist. Her fingers gave only the slightest twitch. It was like her mind had lost the ability to speak with her hand, the message vanishing somewhere along her arm. Climbing to her feet, she swayed in place for a moment, waiting for a wave of dizziness to pass. She'd come to this tent soon after she and Perry had arrived, and hadn't left since. But she couldn't stay there a second longer. What was the point if she wasn't getting better? Her boots sat on top of one of the trunks. Determined to find Perry, she slipped them on, a challenge one-handed. Stupid things, she muttered. She tugged harder, the ache in her arm becoming a burn. Oh, don't blame the poor boots. Molly, the tribe healer, stepped through the tent flaps with a lamp in hand. Soft and gray-haired, she looked nothing like Arya's mother had, but they had similar demeanors, steady and dependable. Arya jammed her feet into her boots, nothing like an audience to motivate, and straightened. Molly set the lamp down on a trunk and came over. Are you sure you should be up and about? Arya swept her hair behind her ear and tried to slow her breathing. Cold sweat had broken out along her neck. I'm sure I'll go insane if I stay here any longer. Molly smiled, her full cheeks glowing in the lamplight. I've heard that very comment a few times today. She pressed a rough-skinned hand to Arya's cheek. Your fever's down, but you're due for more medication. No, Arya shook her head. I'm fine. I'm tired of being asleep. Asleep wasn't really the right word. For the past days, she had a few murky recollections of surfacing from a black abyss for medicine and sips of broth. Sometimes Perry was there, holding her and whispering in her ear. When he'd spoken, she'd seen the glow of embers. Other than that, there'd been nothing but darkness or nightmares. Molly took her numb hand and squeezed. Arya felt nothing. But as Molly probed higher, she sucked in a breath, her stomach clenching. You've had some nerve damage, Molly said. I suppose you're figuring that out for yourself. But it'll heal, won't it? Eventually? I care for you too much to give false hope, Arya. The truth is, I don't know. Maren and I did the best we could. We were able to save the limb, at least. For a while, it looked like we might have to remove it. Arya drew away, turning toward the shadows as the words sank in. Her arm had almost been removed, taken off like some expendable part, an accessory, a hat, or a scarf. Had she really come that close to waking up and finding a piece of herself missing? It was the arm that was poisoned, she said, tucking it close to her side. It wasn't much to start with anyway. Her marking, the half-finished tattoo that would have established her as an Odd, was the ugliest thing she'd ever seen. Will you show me around, Molly? Arya didn't wait for an answer. The urge to see Perry and to forget about her arm was overwhelming. Ducking through the tent flaps, she came to a dead stop outside. She looked up, overcome by the sheer presence of the cave, a hefty immensity that felt both close and everywhere. Stalactites of every size emerged from the darkness above. Darkness unlike what she'd experienced in her medicated haze. That had been empty, an absence. This darkness had sound and volume. It felt full and alive, droning low and constant in her ears. She drew a deep breath. The cool air smelled brackish and smoky. the scent so strong she could taste them.